saying is that unfortunately, when I first heard you on the radio, there was a lot of talk about the fact that fidgets would actually make you travel in time. And so I was thinking, okay, well, this doesn't really sound right, but I'm going to wait around and see what this fidget stuff is really all about. And that's what I'm just saying. The fidget itself sounds like it's a really neat toy.
I'm all
but at the same time, it's unfortunate it got mixed up with all this.
Well,
you know,
let me tell you this.
Go ahead, Mr. Fidget.
Okay. Art Bell held open a line for time machines for people that had physical devices that
that's
you went into and transported in time.
That's right.
I did not call in on that line. I called in on the I've Got American Rights to Talk on the Radio line.
That's
on
right.
The West of the Rockies line.
Yep.
Now, if you have some kind of time machine that would take you back in time or forward in time, I'm sure everybody would love to hear about it. And I am from Missouri. I was born in Missouri. It's the show me state. Until I see somebody go in a time machine and freaking disappear, I don't believe it. But now, as far as making painful times more pleasurable and being able to get through them, that I can absolutely prove to you beyond any shadow of a doubt is possible.
All right, I have a question for you.
Yep.
Why do so many people that do call claim that time travel with fidgets is possible?
Well,
in other words, in all your fidgetdom,
I don't know, Art. I'm just one guy with one thought, you know, and one experience. And I haven't left this time plane. I'll tell you what, if I could, Art, I would go back to when I was 4 years old, and I'd tell my parents, don't you dare do this.
No. I've got all that, and you seem very well grounded. What I'm asking is, why so many people, and I'm sure you must know it's true, have claimed that they've traveled in time with fidgets?
Well, it's a personal experience thing, I guess. Maybe, you know, for some people, that's what is available to them. I don't know how the psyche operates. I'm no genius in that matter, but, you know, I know that if you want to anchor your boat and you don't have an anchor, you just punch a hole in the bottom of the boat and it'll get anchored just fine. Okay, that's my level of common sense, you know?
I think that's why I like you. East of the Rockies, you're on the air with Mr. Fidget.
Hey, Art, this is Karen in Houston.
Karen, you're going to have to yell at us a little bit.
Hi, Karen. I've worked door-to-door all through your community, and how you doing?
Oh, I'm doing fine. And listening to you, I've come up with a few thoughts that, I don't know, I kind of see some reasoning to it. Daniel Brinkley, when he had his experience and came back from the other side, he was told and instructed in putting together this gizmo or this special room or an equipment so that people could unstress.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
And the psychomantium that Dr. Raymond Moody, is it?
Yep, Dr. Moody.
Has put together, that seems to be a key. And in all of their traveling, unstress seems to be a secret.
It's an element of it.
So.
It could be. I've been distributing them for 6 years, and who it is that has them and what they've done with them, I really don't have any idea.
Uh-huh. And
another fellow just showed up here, Art. Drove 30 miles to come.
They're traveling.
Yeah, you're out of fidgets, too.
Perry just showed up after 30 minutes.
Hello, Terry. All right, so...
So there is something to this, unstressing and being able to go into a different place. And I've known that since I was a little kid, and I first went to school and I learned my 1-2-3s. Whenever my mind gets busied out, it's like the networks, the circuitry, my mind gets busy. I go like 2-4-6-1-3-5. You know, the numbers keep busying me out.
Exactly.
And that's when I lose my train of thought, and that's when I cannot be as creative in the way I put things together in my own mind. So your fidget, what you're talking about, makes sense if it can take that extra stress out and unbusy the circuits. I think that...
That's a better answer than I can give, Art.
Really?
Well, in some cases. I mean, I don't know. Break time, huh?
Yeah, it is. Ma'am, thank you. Okay, Mr. Fidget, you want to hang tight or want to go home?
I'd love to.
All right, then hang tight. Well, the stress part of this is very interesting for reasons I won't discuss right now. The appearance of Mr. Fidget is impossible, as he appeared tonight. The fidgets themselves are very interesting. That photograph on the studio cam remains up there at this hour. We'll do, I guess, a little more of whatever this is in a moment.
You're listening to Art Bell Somewhere in Time on Premier Radio Networks. Tonight, an encore presentation of Coast to Coast AM from August 14th, 1997. Thank you.
magic woman. Got a black magic woman. I've got a black magic woman. Got me so blind I can't see.